Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 195, season 8. Today's date is January 28th, 2023, and thank you for joining me today. On today's show, I will talk about wholesome bread, and I will talk about my memories of this wonderful product, and also I'll talk about the Suitery. That's a men's clothing store. Both companies were in Chicago. And I'll talk about my memories of the Suitery as well. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Dentine Gum. And here's a commercial from 1979, 80. It's with Brush Your Breath, Brush Your Breath, Brush Your Breath with Dentine. I love this commercial. I used to watch it when I was in high school, and it's still stuck in my head to this day. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back with the show. Thank you, everyone.
Your birthday party was not much fun because your breath made everybody run.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
Oh, you're famous for the way you paint, but your breath could make Picasso faint.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
While you're chewing Dentine, it freshens your breath as effectively as even mouthwash.
The doctor said to open wide, but when you did, he almost cried.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Dentine Gum. I promise I won't repeat this. The jingle. It's infectious. It really is. It's like there's a lot of them on YouTube if you care to listen and watch. I mean, watch and listen if you like. So Dentine's still around. I think the first flavor was cinnamon. Then they came out with spearmint and other flavors. Then Dentine Ice. Remember that? And that's a good product. It really is. I like Orbit Gum now. Sugarless. Okay, at the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about the Wholesome Bread Company and also the Suitery Men's Clothing Store. Before I get started, I want to mention a couple things. One, I posted a couple posts on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland, that were very popular and also a little controversial. The first one was a photo of Marshall Fields that was in Water Tower Place. And you know me, and a lot of my followers know that the reason I post stuff on my pages and my other social media accounts, it's for nostalgia's sakes. You know, it's for nostalgia, you know. But Water Tower Place has changed over the years because shopping has changed, because of online shopping, you know, because the habits have changed somewhat. Marshall Fields is gone since Macy's bought it in 2006. He changed the name. And then Macy's left Water Tower Place, I think, earlier last year because of their leases up. Because, you know, there was turmoil in 2020 because, you know, with the violence and the protests. I understand that. But, you know, some people haven't forgotten that. I know it was horrible. But we got to move on. I mean, we got to concentrate on the future. And you know, some people still make comments of that, and I delete them because this is not a place to talk about it or, you know, air your views. You want to do that, do it elsewhere. Don't do it on my page, you know, or on my group. You know, if you feel that way, that's too bad. Because people want to see things that are made them happy, happier times. You know, I know it's shopping is not the same as it was before. Last time I was in Water Tower was in the 90s. You know, that's a long time. When I worked downtown, it was still beautiful. So who knows? Maybe they'll bring another big retailer in the place. We don't know. We'll see. Right now, it's a Harry Potter store, from what I understand. And there was a Dr. Seuss exhibit. I think it's still there. They're both still there, I believe. You know, so it'll take time. It really does. I mean, it's changed. Look, that's the way it is. You know, younger people don't want to browse. They don't want to shop, look around and shop. They want to do it on their phones or their tablets to shop. I can understand that. I do that too sometimes if I need something. But when it comes to clothes or shoes, I have hesitations of doing it online. I'd rather go to a store and try it on. Because with me, you know, sometimes it looks good online, but you got to actually try your clothes to see if they fit. Sometimes, you know, if you have your size, it doesn't fit. You know, it's kind of weird like that. Or any article of clothing, you know, so let that be a lesson to young people. You know, we got to bring them back to the malls like that, because it's good exercise, and that's a key to good health. Okay. Second thing I want to talk about is I posted a photo about this. This is the about the 56th anniversary of the blizzard of 1967 in Chicago, and it's still a talk. And this topic is still talked about now. People talk about where they were, what they did. That event is still historical. There were other blizzards in Chicago. There were blizzards even before 1967, but nothing like this one. There was in 78, 79. We had the 1999 one. Remember that? Also the 2011 one, but not like this one. No. This one was very special. And I wrote a story about this on my blog, and I also compiled a video. The reason I did this video, I took some newspaper ads from January 26th to end January 27, 1967, put them together. I've done this 6 years ago. About 90... I'm saying 97% love it. 3% didn't like it. It says it's just ads. Why don't you post about the blizzard? Well, there are videos out there, you know, they're from news reports. It's already there. You can watch those. But this is special to me, you know, because this is Van Chicagoland. I'm posting about businesses and event and things that don't exist anymore. That's the reason why I did it. We have a lot of critics out there. There's a lot of haters. I'm sure it happens to every one of us. But a lot of people loved it, especially the photo I posted. It shows a woman and her child in front of our place, I guess. And there's the CTA route, 151 Sheridan, in front of it. It's kind of cool. It's a nice photo. It's very, very colorful. And people still say where they were, you know, like me. I was in South Shore in the apartment. I remember whiteness in front of the windows. That's all I remember because I was 3 years old. So I don't remember. I remember a little bit of that. And my mom told me the story about she was stuck in the house for about 3 weeks because it took forever to shovel, you know, to dig out and all that. So luckily the stores were nearby, like a block away. My uncle's grocery store, he was on the corner, and there was a Hilo there on 75th Street. So whenever she needed bread, she made her own bread, so that, thank goodness. But she needed milk, and she was pregnant at the time with my younger brother. So that was rough. It was scary. You know, and my father worked at the Hilton. They advised him to stay at the hotel, you know, the Hilton downtown. He said, no, I'm going home to my family. And he took the IC, which was the Illinois Central. Now it's the Metro. Took the train. Luckily, he got home. He made it. And then that was amazing. But the funny thing is my mom wanted him to stay there, but he said, no, be my family. And that's nice. Okay. Now let's get down to some good stuff. First off, I'm going to talk about the Cedary. I did a lot of research on this company, this men's clothing store. I didn't find much. Not really. I didn't know who started it, when it started. All I know, it started in the 80s. And I remember their commercials. I remember that the phone number, dial SUITER to find the locations. Their clothing was very good. Quality, made, beautiful. I never bought anything from there. I don't think so. I knew a lot of people did. And that was during the time I was going to college, I was going to DeVry, and then right about the time I was going to graduate, you get ready for your resumes, you know, to go job hunting, and you had to buy a nice tie, a nice suit, nice ties and all that. But I did find the locations of the Cedary. One, of course, is a post that I posted last night, and there was like a billboard, a big sign on a building, and it's at 310 North Dearborn Street in Chicago. And I think a lot of people remember seeing that during that time downtown. And so here's the locations of the rest of the Cedary. There was one in Oaklawn and let's see, and 95th Street in Ridgeland. I remember that. Yeah, it was right near Chicago Ridge Mall. And there was one in Berwyn probably at the shopping center. Also, there was one in Harlem and Irving. The shopping center as well, and Harlem Avenue and Irving Park Road. There was also Niles, a Gulf Road in Milwaukee. Also Palatine and Dundee Road at Route 53. Also at Lombard at Roosevelt Road in Highland. Also at Madison, and that's at 211th Street in Cicero. Also at Lincoln and Peterson on the north side of Chicago. Also in Bloomingdale at the Springbrook Shopping Center. And there was one in the city up north at 2577 North Clark Street. That's near Fullerton. And the last two are in Woodfield at Woodfield Shopping Center, and also in Deerfield at the Deerfield Shopping Center. They might have been more, but this ad is from 1985, so I guess that's the majority of that, of the Cedary. And like I said before, it probably was a good store. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial from that I found. And this is from 1984, and it's a Cedary commercial that aired on WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Celebrating two new Cederys, 2-for saves you more. Thousands of our best-selling garments now 2-for-1 low price. Choose two fine suits for $199, plus a superb selection at 2-for-$249. Our designer suits now 2-for-$299. Sport coats and blazers 2-for-$119 and 2-for-$149. Shirts and ties 2-for-1 low price. Twice the quality, twice the value. Save more with 2-for at your nearby Cedary. For locations, dial SUIDERY.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial from the Cedary that aired on WGN-TV Channel 9 Chicago. It was from 1984. Remembered these very well. So there were other clothing stores. I remember buying my suits at other department stores like Carson's, JCPenney. Never bought one in Marshall Fields. No, never did. And I think mostly Carson, you know, Carson Berry Scott, they had good suits, you know. And a lot of men don't wear suits anymore, not real life. You know, everything's too casual. For me, I would wear a suit. If I go to a party, you know, like a wedding or a baptism, or go to church. These days, people go to church, they're a little more casual, but I think it's changing. Excuse me. So that's how it is now. But, you know, it looks, when you go to church, you look very nice. You wear a suit and tie, and you look very, you know, people compliment you on well dressed you look, you know, like that. Okay, right now I'm going to talk about the Wholesome Bread Company. When I posted this, the photo that I posted about yesterday shows a man, you know, a delivery truck driver. He was holding a tray of Wholesome Bread, and that looked real nice, really cool. Like that. So I'll talk about the history of this company right now. And it's been around since the early 1900s. And the company that was from the W.E. Long Company of Chicago, and they acquired the exclusive rights of the name, and they formed some bakeries to market a single recipe under the brand of Wholesome. I don't know where they got the name Wholesome. I don't know. I really don't know. And let's see. The earliest bakery was called the Phoenix Bakery, and that was renamed the Wholesome Bakery in 1929. And then there was another distribution called Flower Foods, and they bought it in 2008. So the Long Company was founded by William Edgar Long. So that was where that company, the W.E. Long, came from. And this was older than Wonder Bread. It really was. And so there was competition like that. Of course, Butternut came as well. There was Silver Cup. You know, I did a podcast episode a while back talking about forgotten breads, and I went into detail of that, like Roman Meal, of course, Wholesome. There was Butter Made. Remember that? Yeah, that was good bread. It really was. Couldn't find a lot of information of that. And when I was growing up, my mom bought it once in a while, depending if it was on sale. So usually she would buy either the Jewel brand, remember Jewel Made, bake the bread, or when she went to A&P, she bought the Jane Parker bread. That was very good. Let's see what else. So, yeah, whatever was on sale. But usually she'd buy Butternut because that was very reasonable. It's also very good. You know, it's still being made. I remember Butternut. They used to have trading cards in there, and like I remember two of the one was with Peanuts, you know, starring the characters from Charles Schulz, you know, Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, Snoopy. They had those. I love to collect those. Those were fun like that. This was happening in the early 70s. I begged my mom to buy Butternut Bread so I can collect them. I kept bugging her about that. And they also had from DC Comics, like Batman, you know, Batman and Robin, Superman. They had these collectible cards, and I wanted those as well. So that was nice. Wonder Bread was good bread. I loved it. They stopped a while ago. I don't know if it's available now. I haven't seen it. So, you know. Anyway, back to Wholesome. So as I said, my mom didn't really buy it. Not really. I found an ad from May 8th, 1970, that Jewel had these types of wholesome bread. One was wholesome proto-pack bread, wholesome country bread, wholesome sandwich bread, wholesome family bread, I guess, and wholesome brown and serve. So, and they also, I believe they made hot dog buns, hamburger buns. I'm sure they did. And I think they made biscuits or, no, not biscuit, rolls, you know, like dinner rolls. I'm sure they did that. I used to see them, you know, with the red packaging in the grocery stores, like, for example, at Jewel, Dominic's, Hilo, Colony Foods, National Foods, you know, when I was growing up. And let's see what else. They also had outlet stores. And I'll get to that in a second. But the factory that made them was located at 2883 South Hillock Avenue in Chicago, in the Bridgeport area. And I remember when you drove on the Stevenson Expressway, that's I-55, you would see the sign. I remember when I used a commute there, when I commuted downtown, either I took the expressway, you know, by car or the CTA bus, you know, like at the time when I worked in the 80s and 90s, like for the 162 route, that was Pulaski Stevenson, or the 99 Stevenson Pulaski. I used to see that sign all the time. Or even when I was in the Stevenson, when I was going somewhere, I used to see that wholesome bread sign. I checked out what's on Google Maps, what is there now. The factory's gone. It's torn down, but now it's all, it's residential. And the houses look beautiful. Very nice. So that's a shame. I wonder what they did with the sign. I wonder. Like that. I don't know. As for the outlet stores, I know two, well, maybe a couple. According to the comments from Vanish Chicagoland, there was one in Glen Ellen, one in Elgin, Illinois. There was one in Niles. It was an outlet store. But there was one I totally forgot, and I just rediscovered it today, was in Oaklawn. And that was at 5000 West 111th Street. And I passed by that area all the time. And that was in business for quite a while. And then it turned into the A&D Tile Company. They put the AD&D Tile in the wholesome bread sign. But they just moved to Palos Hills. So that's, I don't know what's there now. I haven't been there in a while. And I totally forgot about that. There was a wholesome bread outlet store there. Imagine that. Yeah. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for I'm going to play a commercial for wholesome bread. When I come back, I will talk about the famous jingle. A lot of people remember when they were growing up, and I will not sing it. I'll say it. I'll try. So in this commercial for Wholesome Bread is from the probably late 60s, early 70s. So sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
Fresh as a country morning, you can almost taste the sun. Baked into a loaf of love to be shared by everyone. Wholesome bread, wholesome bread.
The natural goodness of sandwiches made with wholesome sandwich bread is right at home when neighbors come to call. Wholesome sandwich white bread, country morning fresh, delicious and nutritious. The bread with all the good things baked in.
Yeah. This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Wholesome Bread. You know what? When I first heard this song, I found it on YouTube. It reminds me of a John Denver song. You know, like Rocky Mountain High or Take Me Home, Country Road. I love John Denver. All of his songs, they were great. When I was in the 70s, but that's what it sounded to me. So, the most famous jingle of all of Wholesome Bread, when I posted the photo yesterday, I think some people older than me remember this jingle, and it goes like this, it goes like this. At 3 a.m. when you're in bed, the Wholesome Bakers are baking bread. And that is the reason it tastes so good, like oven fresh wholesome bread should. And then they spell out H-O-L-U-S-U-M, H-O-L-S-U-M, H-O-L-S-U-M, wholesome bread. Oh, boy. You know, I tried to find a audio clip of that. Nothing. I couldn't find anything. I wish I did. Who knows? It'll turn up someday, but that'd be kind of cool. Put on my Apple Music. But it's amazing, like, people remember that jingle and they couldn't get it out of their heads. And then I realized maybe I, when I was growing up, I probably heard that. You know, I have a weird recollection of that. I probably heard it on the radio. I don't know if they made a TV commercial of that. Maybe. I don't know. But a lot of people have fond memories of the Wholesome Bakery because it was a very good product, and it's also true they did bake in the overnight hours. You know, they brought and they delivered them to the stores. I think they did home deliveries at the time. I think they did. It's probably in the, I don't know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, not in the 60s, maybe. That's when they stopped. You know, it's like milk deliveries, you know. And which is a good idea. Maybe someday I'll talk about milk delivery companies in Chicago. It's a good subject for the podcast. And as for Wholesome Bread, the last time I saw it was around maybe in the 2000s, and then it just disappeared. So one person commented on my page yesterday and said, no, I saw it at a store, at a gas station. Oh, okay. That's fine. But I haven't seen it in a grocery store. Not really. I haven't seen it. Checked a Jewel. No. I remember Dominic's was in business. I didn't see it. Now, even there's some independent stores, independent grocery stores, that is, nothing. So, but they are found in Mexico, in Puerto Rico, in other Caribbean countries like Jamaica. They still have them. Wholesome is still being made and delivered to stores there. So that's nice. That really is. But it's a very good product. And I think they had a bakery in Phoenix recently, in Phoenix, Arizona, and now it's closed. And I saw a news report online. So that's that. And I think they consolidated everything and, you know, like, that's how companies are, you know, manufacturing companies. So that's a shame. It really is. Okay. So that's it for Fantasy Combine Stories for this episode. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the Suitery, men's clothing stores, and of course, Wholesome Bread. And so that was a fun episode. Last episode, I talked about I did a tribute to Lynn Bremer, who passed away from prostate cancer. Was last Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah, I think so. And that was sad. So, yeah, I think on the 22nd he passed away. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was on Sunday. Forgot about that. So I got a lot of response from people that said that was a very nice tribute episode because he was wonderful. He was a great DJ, down-to-earth guy. You know, he listened to the radio. He's like a friend or a family member from when he hosted his show on WXRT FM 93 in Chicago. He's still being missed. Okay. Once this episode is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Please subscribe to those. Also, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. I think it's on Odyssey, Audacy. Also, it'll be posted on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Conlon Stories. That takes a while. So if you don't care to listen on the apps or you don't know how, according to most people, it's easier to listen on my YouTube channel. They just go to YouTube, do a search, then subscribe. If they subscribe on my channel, it'll take them right to it. Or they get a notification. They will receive a notification and I have a new episode and they will tune in. Also be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Mastodon. I'm on Mastodon. And on my blog, Fantasy Combine blog. Okay. I will probably do another podcast episode Tuesday. We'll see. So that's it. That's it, folks. So this is Pico Steiner, your host of Vanishing Conlon Stories. Thank you again for joining me on this episode. Everyone have a great weekend. It's going to snow later on today. It's been snowing every day for the past 3 days, but I think this one's a little bigger. So please be careful. And I hope everyone have a great weekend. So bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.